All right, welcome. My name is Jenna Dereshevsky from Media Milwaukee, and I'm here with Shelby and Charlie to talk about their documentary they shot. Hi, guys.
How's it going?
How are you?
Doing all right. All right, so what is your documentary's title, and give us an idea of what it's about?
The title is Our Own Attic, and it's about Matt Miller is the co-founder of Attic Jams, and he talks about the history and how it's become Milwaukee area concert series that donates to charity.
All right, so what was one of, or at least kind of like the origin story for the idea? Like, how did you guys decide to feature Attic Jams as your documentary?
Well, we both have connections. Shelby knows Matt Miller, and my old roommate, Mitchell Murs, is now the CFO of the organization. So we both knew the guys, and we've both been to a couple of their events. And then so when this project came up, we decided it'd be a good idea to go ahead and do a documentary on it, because we wanted to get the word out there for more people to know about Attic Jams and what they're doing, and trying to widen their audience a little bit, because it's a really fun thing that we want more people to know about and more people to attend. And this just seemed like a good opportunity to get all that done in one project.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so for working on the documentary itself, what were kind of some of the challenges you guys faced for filming?
We wanted to get into the attic of the original, where the performances took place originally, hence Attic Jams, but they're not living there anymore, so we kind of had to get permission from the people living there now, so that was kind of challenging for scheduling and everything.
Scheduling in general was a big issue for us a lot of the time. There's five people involved in Attic Jams right now, on their kind of board of directors, I guess is what we can call it. And so we tried to work with all of them so we could talk to all of them at different points. But having five different guys with five different schedules, both working and in school, and then both of us trying to be there at the same time working and in school, scheduling was hard to get everybody around at the same point in time to get interviews done and all that kind of stuff.
Sounds like it. All right, let's less about the challenges. What were some of the parts you guys really enjoyed about working on the project?
The music, man. I mean, our first shoot ended up being at Vitucci's, a bar in Milwaukee. So it was for a project. We got to go hang out at a bar and listen to people, local artists, and they do their music and perform for us. And that was, we were getting credit for it. So that was a really fun opportunity for us. Instead of having to go to the library and study or whatever for classes, we ended up going to a bar for credit. So that was pretty fun about it.
Yeah, it's probably one of the more fun topics to film. Just basically going to a concert and hanging out and filming it.
All right. Were there any kind of like funnier moments during production, filming, editing, etc.?
I mean, as we said, the first shoot there was at a bar. And, you know, we indulged a little bit. And that made the whole shoot a little more entertaining. It made us, what do they say, when you get inebriated, the first thing to go is you get more courage.
Inhibitions.
Right. So we certainly weren't shy about getting in people's faces with the cameras after a little while, which definitely gave us some good shots that you'll see when you watch the documentary. And you just kind of got to think in the back of your mind, there is a person getting real up close and personal with that performer as they're on stage performing. Yeah, we were getting friendly with them. But it was a lot of fun. And so that kind of got entertaining throughout the night as well.
Awesome. And I know you guys mentioned that Attic Jams and the bits about charity, but is there anything you guys want viewers to take away about your documentary? Like anything that sticks out to you the most?
I just want them to know how hard these guys have worked on putting on all these concerts, and it's a nonprofit, so they donate all the proceeds to charity. So really they just want to give back to the community, and we're trying to help them tell their story.
All right, and then finally, let's talk more about you two. Is there anything next? Has working on this like inspired you guys to pursue documentary making? Are you guys the next big duo for documenting? Like, what's next for you guys?
You know, whatever the future holds for us, we'll find out. But this has certainly opened some doors. I've always been interested in film, and this has given me an opportunity to work with cameras and editing equipment and all that kind of stuff. Whether or not I'll be doing more documentaries or film even in the future, I'm not entirely sure. Because right now I'm focusing mostly myself, at least, on school. And I think I can speak for Shelby as well on that one, trying to focus more on studies, getting through college. But after that, I'm not entirely sure. I'd always love an opportunity to work on set with another documentarian or any type of film. But it's just hard to say at this point.
Yeah, I've never really done a documentary or really filmed anything film-related, but, I mean, I didn't have much knowledge, but coming into it, I'm really enjoying it, so maybe I'll try to do more in the future. But graduation is a priority for next semester.
So. All right, awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.